Well, doctors and nurses leaders have warned the Chancellor that planned cuts to spending on public health in England will be a false economy and could hit the most vulnerable the hardest. The money provided by Whitehall for councils to spend on health visitors, anti-smoking initiatives and sexual health, for example, is being reduced by £200 million this year. That represents about 7% of the current funding. A letter backed by, among others, the Academy of Medical Royal Colleges, the Royal College of Nursing and the Local Government Association has called for the cut to be reversed. Our health correspondent Adam Brimelow has been hearing about the potential impact of the changes in Blackpool.
Behind the glitz and the lights of the seafront, there's a lot of deprivation here in Blackpool. Now, this town has invested heavily in public health to improve the health of the population. Now the fear is that's all being put at risk.
Ooh. What's this one?
Dinosaur.
A dinosaur. What's a dinosaur do?
2-year-old Miley Ray Demery has come into Grange Park Children's Centre in Blackpool with her mum, Cheryl. It's a chance for her to see a health visitor and meet other people in the same situation.
Have you got any concerns about your daughter's development?
Just a speech.
What makes you think?
Blackpool has 38 health visitors working in teams, providing support on breastfeeding, speech development, behaviour, bonding, mental health, and much else besides. The service has been stepped up in recent years, but may now have to be pared back because of cuts.
They do a lot. They're there for advice, help for me and my family and my small child. And if they weren't, I wouldn't know where to go.
The government has signed up to a strategy which calls for a radical upgrade in prevention of illness and improvements to public health. This was in the 5-year forward view, a plan of action set out by the chief executive of NHS England, Simon Stevens. Ministers agreed to increase health funding by £8 billion by the end of the parliament. But in June, the Chancellor announced a £200 million cut this year for what he called non-NHS sources, the public health grant for local authorities.
For me, this cut really doesn't make any sense. And if we have to start cutting prevention spend, then all that's going to mean is we're storing up problems for later.
Blackpool's Director of Public Health, Dr. Arif Rajpura, oversees an £18 million budget. He's steeling himself for a cut of more than 6%. It'll mean taking painful decisions.
We're trying to make our communities more resilient. We're trying to help them to support themselves through all of these public health preventive measures so that they aren't dependent on health services and social care services.
The government says it wants genuine efficiency savings rather than cuts in services.
OK.
A further service under threat is keeping homes warm. Here in Bloomfield, not much more than a stone's throw from Blackpool's famous tower, public health money has helped to fund external wall insulation for 700 homes in the last 3 years. For these people, it's made a big difference.
It's got to be worth it for the public health to pay towards having this cladding done to save services. You're not going to hospital as much.
Keeping people healthy.
You're not going to
your
doctors,
especially in the winter.
Yeah.
They will feel the benefit of it because you're not forever going to the doctors every 2 or 3 minutes. So they'll be saving money there.
The idea of it was so you'd have a healthier lifestyle.
Exactly.
It's certainly working in my case.
That sense of incredulity has now been conveyed directly to George Osborne from leaders right across the health and care community, bringing together medical royal colleges, nurses, NHS trusts, councils and the Faculty of Public Health. The cut, they say, will mean the NHS has to treat more preventable ill health, and the knock-on costs could run to well over £1 billion. The Faculty of Public Health's president, Professor John Ashton, says it's common sense to invest in prevention.
The legacy of a decision to cut the public health grant will be major further burdens on the National Health Service within the foreseeable future. Avoidable ill health, heart disease, sexual health problems, unplanned pregnancies. These are the kind of things which are being affected by this irrational cut in funding.
We live in a time of austerity. Isn't the reality that everyone's got to do their bit and improve efficiency? That's got to be a good thing. Surely that's the way to approach this.
We know that investing in prevention makes sense, not just in terms of the social aspects, but economic sense. And it's incredibly frustrating for our people to be trying to do their best by the people of the north of England and other parts of the country if they can't deliver on the public health programmes which have been shown to make a difference.
That was Adam Brimlow reporting. We did ask to speak to a Treasury minister this lunchtime. No one was available. This is the statement the department sent us instead. Difficult decisions need to be made across government to reduce the deficit and ensure the sustainability of our public services, they say. Local authorities have already set an excellent example of how more can be done for less to provide the best value for the taxpayer. And like the rest of the public sector, they will have to continue to play their part in fixing the public finances to ensure we deliver security for working people across the country. Now, on the World at One, ahead of the award of the Samuel Johnson